I love house church. I actually love meeting all you guys. So, first Thursday of this month, we started up again on house church, and we just had a fun time. I had a really good time being with everybody and had a time of prayer, and I asked for prayer personally, and so we kind of gathered around, did some personal ministry time, and wow, I was just blessed. Like, the Lord is working in my heart that week, even just a few days prior, had some conversations with friends, and then coming into house church, I asked for prayer, and the Lord just spoke through the people. Like, the prayers, there was some very clear visions and words that were spoken over me, and it just blessed my heart. Because the things I was asking, the Lord answered. And so when we get those words, it's not just because it was cool. Like, the next prophetic word that we have, it's not, that was cool, that was fun. It's so much more than that. It's not just to give us a little pep in our step that day. It's an everlasting effect in our life. So I encourage you, and I do this myself, like, when you get or are given a vision or a word spoken over your life, like, do something with it. Take it to prayer. Go to the Lord with it. And so if we do that, it becomes more effective sooner and faster. And so I did that, and the Lord just kept speaking to me on this subject for the next few days and week. And it was just so blessed. And so this is what we get to experience when we come together in house church. So encourage you, if you're not in one, go to one and be blessed. Did you have something? No. Joe? Yeah?
Come on up.
So my wife and I were involved in house churches in years past, and we just recently got back involved with Eric and his family, but it is just such an edifying experience. It's a venue by which we can operate in the gifts of the Spirit freely. And if you are a believer, you are gifted. The Lord is working through you to edify others. And it's so refreshing to be in that environment and to be building each other up and built up by the body. I think it's the model by which the early church operated and was able to be successful and spread the gospel. So just, it's good stuff.
I love, I think we had Sarah Kallenbarger up here a week or so ago, and she said, go to house church. My encouragement is to go to house church. And I just so love that.